We ain't going out like that. Watch me go and bounce right back. Cause we ain't going out like that, no. We ain't going out like that. We ain't going out like that. Watch me go and bounce right back. Welcome back to the Heads Up Show. I'm Steve, and I have a really, really special guest today, Inset. Nick, what's up, man?
Steve, thanks for having me to your office. What an amazing place.
Oh, thank you.
The whole
you.
Operation, the people.
Yeah.
Starts with you, though.
Well, honestly, we have an incredible team here. We really, really do. We couldn't do anything without our people, truly. And we have a lot to talk about. You are Mr. Bowl Season. That's what I like to refer to you as. We're going to talk about bowl season, the future of the games, how many games there are, what are we talking about, this new jingle and this new slogan, the Bowl Season Show, which is a wonderful annual meeting you do. Why don't we just start off with, tell the viewers who you are and what it is that you do.
Excellent. So I'm the executive director of Bowl Season. It's an organization that technically didn't exist before 5 years ago. Prior to that, it was called the Football Bowl Association, and it had a certain mission. But our role at bowl season is really, it's really two functions. One, we're an association of 40-plus bowl games. I have 40 bosses, but in some ways I have none. They don't bother me, but I work for them. So it's my job to provide services to them, economies of scale, network within the group of stakeholders of college football to make sure the bowl games stay relevant. I work with the conference commissioners on a regular basis, head coaches, athletic directors. I was just at the ACC office yesterday, giving them a little presentation about cool. The future of the bowl system. The other part is the bowl season that the fans know and love. It's that 3 to 4 week period of time in December, where people will turn their TV on a Wednesday night between Christmas and New Year's looking for a bowl game. They might not even know a bowl game they're going to find. They just don't know they're going to find one. It's kind of college football's version of March Madness. And, you know, we use that platform to market and promote the bowl system as a whole, as well as the individual bowl games. So we have a website that gets over 3 million page views in a 3-month period. We have social media that's approaching 200 million impressions. We do podcasts. We have a radio network. And we have some new promotional activities this year that we're excited to unfold.
Okay. Last year, there were some ones that jumped out for our fans, and it was the Pop-Tarts Bowl and it was the Cheez-Its Bowl. When we saw sprinkles on the sidelines and giant Cheez-Its floating, we said, okay, these people are ready to have some fun now. While the traditional Rose Bowls still were tried and true. Do you notice that being more of a thing with not only the players, but the fans?
100%, and there's a little context to that first. So
okay.
Last year was the first year of the new 12-team playoff. It went from 4 teams to 12 teams. And a lot of people may have said, well, nobody's really gonna care about these other bowl games now. Well, sure enough, last year, we had a 14% increase in television viewership from the prior year, the highest it's been in 5 years. 2.7 wow. million people watched the average non-CFP bowl game. Blows away every other sports programming in the month of December outside the NFL, which we know is a monster. The two games you mentioned, the Alamo Bowl had 8 million viewers. The Pop-Tarts Bowl had 6.8 million viewers. Both of those had more viewers than the Penn State SMU playoff game. Who would have ever predicted that?
That is wild. That is wild. And I kind of love hearing that. Well, let's talk about that for a second.
Yep.
So, I mean, you and your team have a lot to go on, right? You got a lot going on, a lot of work to do. I would imagine you need some level of support from sponsors, from supporters, donors, things like that. I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, well, we, as the bowl season brand in itself grows in value, right? On the heels of the value that the 40 bowl games have created mm-hmm. over the years, in some cases for 100 years. We have great sponsors. So one of them is Hampton Farms. So I'll take this opportunity to say that fuel your game day with the unbeatable crunch of Hampton Farms, the official peanut of bowl season, perfect for sharing with friends, tailgating outside the stadium, or cheering from your couch. Grab a bag from the produce aisle of your local grocery store and savor the game one peanut at a time. Let's get nutty. This deal was really cool for us because they have the bowl season logo on bags of peanuts that you can buy in grocery stores in November and December. Same company, same bag of peanuts that if you went to a Major League Baseball game and you bought a bag of peanuts. So really cool partner of ours.
We all saw the Instagram post, Nick. We all loved it with the helmet.
Yeah.
Cue the B-roll.
Yeah, Peanut Pete is their mascot. They were calling me Nutty Nick during the shooting of that. They don't pay me enough for that, but damn, I went along.
I wasn't even going to bring that up, and you told on yourself. Well, I love it. Talk to me about Selection Sunday. Okay, yeah. We're in late November right now, just before Thanksgiving. So if you're watching this right after that, good for you. You're early on. Talk to me about that. Not only what does it mean, but what actually is it for the people that may not know?
Yep. So it's a great day. It's one of my favorite days of the year because that is the day right after all the conference championship games, Sunday, December 7th this year, where all the bowl matchups are solidified. So the CFP, final CFP standings. Here we are, you know, just a few days away, and there's some idea of where people might go, but you don't know until that day. So you have 82 fan bases that find out on the same day, where's my team going to play? What a cool place. I've never been there before. They're booking flights within hours.
Oh, that's amazing. Tell me a little bit about this annual meeting that you have. That's where we actually first met. We had a connection before that, but we were happy to come out there in the position that we were. This was a world-class show. It was led by a relatively small team, yet the outcome, I think, was unbelievable. Can you talk about the show a little bit?
Yeah, we're really proud of our annual meeting. You know, like, you know, I mentioned two parts of the job. We're the fan-facing bowl season, great time of year on the sports calendar, and then we're an internal trade association, really. So it's a very, very tight unit. You know, the 40-plus bowl games combined probably have about 250 employees. This annual meeting we have every April, it's the only time and place that everybody who works for a bowl game, everybody who does business with a bowl game, sells anything to a bowl game, wants to sell something to them. ESPN's there in full force. We had other television networks there that might want to televise games in the future. All 10 conference offices send representatives together for 3 days. We have panel discussions, professional development, and a trade show. I think we had 50 booths, and you were one of them, probably one of the more popular booths, given how cool your stuff is. And, you know, it's appreciate your kind words. We think we do a great job with the event, but that's because of the great partners we have. Like you, for example, brought a mini helmet personalized for every individual bowl game and gave it to those executive directors. That's a nice value add. Pretty much every partner we have comes, adds a little bit to the event. And in return, we hope that they walk away with a good bit of additional business than they had before. And I think that was the case for you.
Well, I got to tell you, we do all of the shows. I mean, we don't have to name them all. And I mentioned to you and John and Samantha, it was just a world-class, beautiful event, this incredible drone show, and the sponsors had all this stuff laid out. I mean, we were just happy to be there. We're definitely going to go again. And what I loved about it was you kind of do this beautiful recap of the year that was, but now let's talk about next year.
Yep.
It's a great time to do it.
And you gave a shout out to John Egan, our director of partnerships, who really pulls all those sponsors together there. Samantha Larson, our director of public relations, does an unbelievable job with our social media. Yeah. And Thomas Caracciolo, who does all the stuff that nobody wants to do. When you turn on a bowl game this year and you see the bowl season logo on the field, he's the guy that ordered the stencils. And there's a lot more to a lot of things than meets the eye, and that's one of them.
That's a stressful position for Thomas.
Yes. Yeah.
So here's what I'd like to do, Nick. I mean, you came here as part of your kind of travel right before the big season actually kicks off, and we were honored to have you come in. But we also want to provide you with something beautiful here. So what is your knowledge on football helmet equipment, face masks, clips, and all that
stuff? Well, you asked me to educate you on bowl season, and I'm afraid to say you know more about bowl season than I know about putting helmets together.
Okay.
So you have a tougher job than I have.
No, man, you're all good. I will make this painless. I am going to put you to work, though.
Okay.
So what I want to do is let's break this out, and we'll dig into it.
Okay. Let me give one more shout-out, though. Every road to victory starts with a full tank. That's why 76 is proud to be an official sponsor of bowl season. With the Go Route giveaway from 76, purchase 8 or more gallons with the Fuel Forward app now through January 4th, and your chance to win tickets to the 2026 CFP National Championship. So go do that. 76 Gas app.
Let me tell you what we got going on here, Nick, and then I'm going to put you to work a little bit. So this is an adult Riddell SpeedFlex NFL package, meaning the bumpers are nice and smooth. We have this incredibly beautiful pearl red paint job in here. This thing is nice. And the goal was to try to rep the Bowl Season brand as much as possible. So we made these custom 3D bumpers. We're going to throw on some chrome visor clips, and then we have this laser etched Bowl Season visor that's going to just sit perfectly right in this face mask, loud and proud. And last year, we provided you with a Shut F7, I believe, candy red. This is a nice juxtaposition. It still has that same color scheme, but this is the other most popular helmet on the field. So what I'm going to do is put you to work just a little bit. Can you take this chin strap and on the bottom straps, see how this has writing here? Mm-hmm. That's the bottom. Just slip on these buckles for me. And I'm going to do this. And while we're doing this, let's talk a little bit more. What do you say? And while you're here, you visited with the folks at the ACC office,
yep.
Correct?
Always good whenever you're making a business trip, if you can meet with somebody, there's always somebody to meet with, right? So yeah. As I mentioned earlier, a big part of my job is, you know, networking and communicating with the conference commissioners, and ACC staff's amongst the best. Like, they welcome me with open arms. They assemble 15 of their staff into a room. We just talked Bowl Season for an hour.
No, that's great. It's just so nice.
Well, it's important to them. You know, they want to have the best bowl opportunities for their schools. They want to win the most amount of bowl games as they can and maximize that experience. So
sure.
It was a mutually beneficial meeting.
Good. I love that. Well, the goal here is to have you make this beautiful helmet, and then we will have you wear it on your head the whole flight home?
Or? Sure.
Yep. Why not? Yeah. Okay. So you got that going. Yep. Perfect.
You did a good job.
You did a great job. Can you hand me that screw gun over there, that little Milwaukee guy? Yep. And here's what we're going to do. I'm going to do one side. You're going to do the other. I want you to see and feel what goes into this stuff. This is what the equipment managers out there in the world have to do week in and week out. And what I'd like you to do is back that out. If you go too far, it comes out. That's fine. You can just put it back in there and then slide that in. This way you can say you built your own helmet. You know what I mean?
Got it.
Where can people see this helmet, by the way? Will it be out in the wild?
I will have this near my desk, probably behind me for my, you know, regular everyday Zoom meetings.
Okay.
When I try to do, I've done 80 podcasts in the 5 years so far.
Goodness.
Some of them are by Zoom, so it'll show it in the Zoom. Some of them, like last year, the helmet you gave me, I brought to Bill O'Brien's office, had it set on the desk.
Beautiful.
If I'm right, maybe that was a different one, but it'll be, I'm gonna show it proudly, and it'll be a great prop for a lot of promotional activities that we do.
Well, good, man. Our fans love helmets, dude.
Oh, and we'll show it at the annual meeting.
There
you go. Kind of held it up to kick off the meeting last year.
Oh, that's right. You sure did. That was fun. That was a fun day. Okay, so these right here, but we like this chin strap. This is the one that you see almost every NFL player wear. Yeah. This is a Sports Star Victory T-Rex Hurricane.
Yeah. Let me try that.
And you're going to do the other one. Exactly. While you're doing that, I'm going to show this guy off. This is one of these little cool minis, man. And we're going to get into that in a second. But I have to tease that because people are probably wondering what's up with these little things. Here's where the fun begins. And I'm going to do this because I don't want to put you too much on the spot. Can you hand me that little blue scraper over there? Now, let me tell you about these decals, man, because these are more than just your average decal. These are NFL quality, 20 mil thick, 2-inch wide, chrome with this digital camo inlay. Okay. And then we did this gold leaf flanking the red center, and you can really mess up a center stripe in a hurry.
Yep.
If you don't do it tight, and B, the helmet isn't just curved, but it's bulbous, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this material wants to go somewhere, and it's my job to make sure that when it sits nice and flat.
Yeah.
So over there is a pair of scissors, if you can hand me that. Now, I like to cut this up here so it doesn't go into that little curve.
Okay. I'm sure there's techniques to keep it in place. I have old helmets from places I've worked or whatever where that stripe starts to peel up over time.
Oh yeah, this thing is gonna go nowhere.
Yep.
You'll have this decal in 10 years, it's gonna look almost like it does now for real.
So I have a fun story about helmet decals.
Okay.
So when I was a senior associate commissioner at the Big East running old Big East football, Greg Schiano was the head coach at Rutgers the first time around. And if you follow Rutgers football, you can imagine Greg Schiano is a stickler for details. It's details, the way he coaches, it's the way the team looks. So anyway, so I go there in his first couple of years and the program was, I mean, everything needed an overhaul. We're watching practice and he goes, so what do you think? What do you see? I said, I don't know, I see a bunch of football players wearing helmets and no two R's are in the same place on a helmet. And he goes, what? And he looks, and obviously at some level, right, you knew to line that up and line that. If you're going to do 100 of these, you would have that spot and that spot in the same spot. You would have this strap going right through the middle.
Yes.
Right? Somehow they had an R here and R here and R here and R. And that drove him crazy. And I remember driving home after that. I'm like, oh, I got some poor equipment manager fired. I know I did.
Well, once you see it, you can't unsee it.
And you think about it, like that's symmetrical. You can imagine like an R.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's hard to have the same.
It's just those little details. Right. Yep. And, you know, if you don't, this thing's looking
you
nice.
You are good at that.
This thing's looking nice. Okay.
I like that.
Nice. Very
so,
nice.
You know, one of the promotional things we had early on that we haven't implemented yet, because it's a little invasive and our school's really going to do it, but when they get their sixth win, they hand out the bowl-bound t-shirt in the locker room and it's a big celebration. You give them something like this that they put on the back of every player's helmet for the rest of the regular season games. It signifies you're bowl eligible.
And I'm sorry, they do that or you're
they
saying?
They don't, that was an idea we had, we haven't implemented yet.
Gotta do that, man. Yep. Well, I'd be happy to help you out.
We should talk about that.
Yeah, the award decals mean a lot, man, especially for the guys that wind up keeping their helmets as, you know, keepsakes and trophies in the future. So these helmets work, these face masks attached to these helmets with a thing called the quick release pin. And a little tricky, once you do it, you know how to do it, but until then it's a little tricky. So on the inside you press this way and the outside you press this way. So first you engage that and then you just give it a squeeze. You kind of have to work it in there, but I'm gonna do these and then I'm gonna hand this off.
That looks like one of those safety devices on articles of clothing when you're walking out of
exactly.
Macy's, right?
Yeah.
You need a tool to take it off.
Safety
so you're not
or anti-theft, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So why don't you give that a shot. This is where you get to see how patient people are. And press from the inside and the outside together. Oh, you did it. I tell you what, man, and then you got one more. You're so far so good. Now here is where I put my hand through and I do like a squeeze down because there's that little gap you gotta,
Okay, so first I do this.
This will be a little wrestling match. You'll be
all
right.
This one's gonna be tough.
Yeah, but you got the height, you got the leverage.
Nope, it's not.
No, I think your pain came out. Oh. That's okay, that's all right. So here we go.
All right, you're gonna have to finish that one. You're the pro. I don't want to steal all your thunder.
Oh, no, damn.
There you go.
All right. So now, look, what we have.
That is pretty damn good.
This is beautiful. Riddell Speedflex NFL package, bowl season custom helmet. You know what has to be done. Yeah. Let's go, man. I love it. I love that. Yeah.
Let's go.
It looks wonderful. Really, thank you for being here, man. I really, really appreciate it. Before we really wrap up, I want to give you an opportunity to maybe get some shout outs. Is there anything you want to wrap up and say that we didn't cover?
Yeah, I do have one more sponsor I want to highlight. And mention the bowl-bound shirt program. We give t-shirts to teams when they get their sixth win. They put them on the locker room. And our partners at Go Bowling, they represent thousands of bowling centers around the country. They made a custom bowling pin for every team with their school logo on it. So you see a lot of coaches after the sixth win, they're holding it up. On behalf of them, if you're looking for your ultimate bowling experience, discover everything you need at gobowling.com. Find local bowling centers, sharpen your skills with pro tips, stay updated with the latest news, and grab exclusive deals. Whether you're a seasoned bowler or just playing for fun, start the fun now. Visit gobowling.com.
Awesome, man. And I got two quick things. I want to talk about this. I hinted to this before.
Oh, yes.
So we got these little mini helmets made. We wanted it to look like this year's full size, just not as good, of course. Where are these going? And explain these a little bit.
Yeah, like any organization, you like to, over the holidays, you like to send a little note of appreciation for everybody who makes your world go round, right? So we have 40 plus executive directors of bowl games. We have 10 conference commissioners. We have great business partners, various VIPs. So not to spoil the surprise if any of them are watching this, but with our holiday card this year, they're gonna get this exact mini helmet. Okay. Just like the one we just made.
Well, thank you for letting us be a part of this. And then the last thing is, explain this jingle to me, Nick.
Yeah, so that I'm not gonna sing it because I can't sing, number one. Number two, it's gonna be a surprise. So as part of our bowl season promotion this year, wishing everybody happy bowl season and letting them know it's bowl season today, throughout bowl season, you're gonna see it on ESPN during our 30-second spot. You're gonna hear it on our social media. We got a really cool holiday jingle that we're gonna launch this bowl season. So you can find that, and you can really find all bowl season news on our website, bowlseason.com, on our social media at bowl season. So check those out.
Well, if you stuck around to the end of this, it's because of you that we exist, and you obviously are a fan of football and equipment. Be sure to share the love for Nick and the folks at all this involved with bowl season. It's a lot that goes into this. We love this game. Thank you so much for sticking around, Nick. Thanks for coming
Steve,
in,
Steve, thanks. You're
really
the best.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Till next time. Peace.
Long time coming, it's been a long, long time. Yeah.